This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, having issues with my new iPhone. I cannot stand the fact that I had to give up my old iPhone. And I don't know why I think it was some unlimited data plan my husband wanted to do for the holidays for me. And I cannot stand my new phone. So, I again, apologize for being grumpy. I am just so grumpy. Yeah, everybody says, well, you're grumpy when you have a bad night's sleep. Remember your mom would put you to bed and she'd say, good night, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And there's a lot of, by the way, there's a lot of rituals we do when we go to bed. Do you guys notice that? Right, we make sure we get up on the right side of the bed every morning. I do that still. Nobody knows that. My husband doesn't. He thinks it's weird. But if I get into bed on one side, I will only get out of the bed that side. Okay, which makes me not really a lot of fun in bed because I, you know, even in our honeymoon days, I'm like, no, I entered the bed this way. So if you throw me off the bed, that's bad luck. So I need to re-enter the bed from the same entrance area. And it just really was a buzzkill. I apologize to my husband. And I think the reason why getting up on the wrong side of the bed, didn't that come to be because of a bedpan? Didn't people have their chamber pots? I don't know where I heard this from, but I think getting up on the wrong side of the bed came from you had your chamber pot on one side of the bed. And if you got up on that wrong side, you would step in it. So when you would pee in your chamber pot, you would then leave it there next to the bed, but you would get off on the other side. And so getting up on the wrong side of the bed meant you stepped in the chamber pot. So I don't know. But another thing that gives you a bad night's sleep and just kind of ruins your whole sleep life are bed bugs. And I guess Orkin has released its top 50 cities with the most bed bug treatments. It's a ranking based on national home and commercial treatment data from December 1, 2015 to November 30th, 2016. And so we will tell you which cities top the list of bed bugs. Now remember, these bed bugs are these little tiny little blood suckers that live in the skin. They itch. They can crawl into your suitcases. Whenever you go to a hotel, they could crawl from the floor into the suitcases. They could be in the sheets. They could be under the mattress. And you could take it home. Now, these bed bugs should not pose any major medical threat, as Fox News reports, but we still recommend you get your tetanus shot, and many times you do have to treat it with some creams, like some corticosteroid creams, or some antiseptic creams, or some antihistamines, etc. And, you know, when you have bed bugs, it is really a pain in the butt. And the CDC recommends don't scratch bed bug bites. You have to just sit there and go, I got bed bugs. And these bed bugs need your blood. They have to suck your blood. So they're a little brownish to start, and then they get more red, you know, as they get blood. And so according to Orkin, an Orkin entomologist and director of technical services, Dr. Ron Harrison says, we have treated for bed bugs in everything from million-dollar homes to public housing. So these bed bugs, you know, nobody really seemed to talk about bed bugs about 10 years ago, even though we knew they existed because we were all told, don't let the bed bugs bite. But we heard that there were many, many cities, New York, Chicago, that had them. So here are the top U.S. cities with the worst bed bug system. Number one was Baltimore. Baltimore now jumped 9 places. Baltimore, who knew? Washington, D.C. Okay, so very interesting. Baltimore, Washington, D.C. Huh. Something here. There's a political joke in here somehow. Somewhere, I don't know. Chicago, came in number 3, New York number 4, Columbus, Ohio number 5, Los Angeles number 6, Detroit number 7, Cincinnati number 8, Philadelphia number 9, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose number 10. Now somebody could say, guys, Dahlia, well, those are big cities. You're right, they're big cities. All right, so, yep. 11, Richmond, Petersburg, Virginia. Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. 13 was Cleveland, Akron, Canton, Ohio. Number 14 was Indianapolis. 15 was Dallas, Fort Worth. 16 was Atlanta. 17, Houston. 18, Buffalo. 19, Charlotte, North Carolina. 20, Norfolk, Portsmouth, Newport News, Virginia. Then came Knoxville, Tennessee, Denver, Nashville, Pittsburgh, Greenville, Spartanburg, Asheville, Phoenix, Arizona came in 26, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Boston, Milwaukee, Champaign, Illinois, Hartford, Connecticut, Dayton, Ohio, Omaha, Nebraska. Then came Seattle, Tampa, Charleston, West Virginia, St. Louis, Cedar Rapids, Myrtle Beach, Syracuse, New York. And then rounding out the top 10, which is not good, because my city comes in to play. We got Louisville, Kentucky, Greensboro, North Carolina, Lexington, Kentucky, Orlando, Florida. So are we looking at Disney World? Kansas City, Miami, Salt Lake City, Honolulu, Hawaii. Honolulu having bed bugs. Las Vegas, are you kidding me? And then Portland, Oregon. So Las Vegas made number 49 when it comes to bed bugs, which really, really blows. So what's going on here? Well, obviously, the very highly traveled areas, okay, you know, the people are going to bring things in. People are going to take things out. And these little bed bugs, I mean, you really don't want them blood-sucking you. And again, we don't know of any major illnesses. Like, you know, people are concerned that bed bugs could do what the Zika mosquitoes, the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, can do to you. And you know, mosquitoes, they do a suck-and-blow sort of mechanism such that they could suck the blood and the components, and they could blow in a pathogen. The bed bugs, from what I understand, they only feed. All right, so they're not interested in depositing anything into you, whereas a tick can. All right, like tick bites, ticks can spread. So, you know, we in the medical field really need to understand the entomology behind what these bugs do and what these bugs can do when it comes to delivering a pathogen. But right now, we do not believe the bed bugs spread anything. However, I think they should be studied, because if we are seeing more and more infestations and more issues when it comes to bed bugs, I think there is that potential. You know, I mean, I don't know about bed bugs feeding, but when I feed, things fall out of my mouth. Okay, I don't eat very cleanly, so I don't want whatever's falling out of a bed bug's mouth or sucker to come into you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about My Pillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your My Pillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, Q-tips and ears, a bad mix. I've told you guys to not use Q-tips. Apparently, now we have some major guidelines instructing us not to use Q-tips. I still do. I love using Q-tips on me. I love the feel of Q-tips because I can't stand water in my ears. But it's supposed to be a no-no. We're not supposed to be using Q-tips. We'll talk about that. We got some cat food that's being recalled, and my cats are furious. We have scientists who have, I guess, discovered, I think, a gene complex linked to PMS. So that could explain why I'm always so PMS'd. We got the trial beginning over that meningitis outbreak that killed 64 people. Remember? The compounding pharmacy and the fungus that got into the steroid medication that was injected into people's backs. Pretty scary stuff. And we got U.S. News' best diets to talk about. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, while everybody's rejoicing about this one, I'm like, oh, please don't give me any more work to do. I'm sure you've all heard by now that scientists have identified a new organ in the human body, right? Have you guys heard about this? And I'm like, oh, come on, leave me alone. And it's nothing cool like they discovered an organ that was sitting there that nobody ever called. Like, oh, what's that little Dahlia thing there? Let's call it a Dahlia. Most likely if there was a Dahlia organ, it would probably be related to a testes or something. But it's actually a body part that's been there the whole time. And scientists decided that it needed a promotion and that it should be classified as an organ. So now, especially those of us that teach at medical schools, now we have all this extra work to do because we have a whole new organ that we're now going to have to test on anatomy and physiology, and we have to call it an organ. It's like the planets. Weren't things just comfortable and peachy and fine when it was just the, you know, my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas and that was it? That was the acronym or the limerick or whatever you call it, not a limerick, to know the 9 planets. And then all of a sudden they came up with all these planets and now it's completely screwed. We don't even know what all the planets are. And it was so simple when it was just 9. Well, now we have 79 organs. And what they are promoting is the mesentery. Now, this mesentery is actually pretty damn cool. The mesentery is what anchors your small intestines and your large intestines in place. Okay? All right. Your large intestines and small intestines are not just a hose that could twist and tangle itself up. The mesentery's job is to prevent that from happening. Its also job is to send blood flow to the intestine, which is why, unfortunately, if anybody ever gets mesentery artery ischemia, it's one of the most painful things ever, from what I understand, where the artery that the mesentery has to provide blood flow to the intestine gets blocked. Pretty dangerous, painful stuff. They said in one of its earliest descriptions, Leonardo da Vinci identified the membranes as a single structure. Very, very cool. Even though one of the earliest surgeons or medical, surgeons, Frederick Treves, had, he, by the way, was treating Edward the VII, right? Draining, I guess, an abscess in the royal appendix. All right. Apparently, he thought that the mesentery were small parts, connective tissue parts, like disjointed ribbons. But it's not. It's actually a one-pieced organ. So the mesentery, which is argued by scientists from the University of Limerick, Ireland. Did you guys know that's where Limerick came from? I think. I haven't looked up the history of Limericks. You know, like there once was a man from Nantucket, that kind of thing. Yeah, I guess Limerick comes from, that would make total sense because the Irish are really fun. And so I wouldn't be surprised that the Irish are the ones that came up with Limerick, especially since it looks like they have a city named Limerick. Anyway. Yeah, because they're kind of fun dudes. All right, and then you know you come up with the there once was that. Those are my favorite poems. If you ever ask me, is it a haiku? No. Is it using some sort of iambic pentameter? No. It's a limerick. Give me a limerick, and I'm really happy with that poetry. So anyway, so the scientists said that this mesentery are not separate sections. They are one single entity. And it should be classified as an organ. Now, I knew that. I knew it was one entity. I mean, most medical students know it was one entity. But apparently, it took a bunch of guys from Limerick, Ireland, to say, this is what we're going to do. And we in America have to follow. Okay? That's something that we Americans just have to realize. That if somebody in England or in New Zealand or in Zimbabwe or in Israel decides to say something's an organ, we all have to follow suit. Probably because Americans were really not allowed to go to war, you know, for something like this. I think now it's a lot harder to go to war. Not that I would ever suggest going to war with the Irish, because I really, really like the Irish. But I got to tell you guys, you know, this really is a pain in the butt, making mesentery an organ. I'll go with it because I really am a fan of mesentery, but I'm just not a fan of all the work that this now entails. So according to Dr. Coffey, Dr. J. Kevin Coffey, study author and surgeon at the University of Limerick, who hopefully is not asking that coffee becomes an organ also, says we are now saying we have an organ in the body which hasn't been acknowledged as such to date. Next, I guess what they are doing now is, what are they going to do? I think they're going to make more limericks. Okay, is there anything else we need to know about this mesentery? Well, they're still figuring it out, okay? I mean, you know, it's a very vascular, beautiful sheath that holds our intestines in order, and but they don't know what to classify them. They don't know whether it's intestinal, vascular, endocrine, cardiovascular, immunologic. They don't know. So what this classification means is, you're right, money. Now, because it's a new organ, somebody gets to apply for a grant. And somebody now gets thousands and thousands, if not millions of dollars, to investigate what the hell the mesentery does. Now, as a doctor, okay, and yes, I am a doctor. A lot of people don't realize that, and I sometimes forget myself. As a doctor, I have to say, I commend them for starting to look a little bit more into the bowel. Because if you have noticed, there's all these theories that the bowel is what really rules our body. Yeah, we got a brain. Yeah, we got a heart. And we know how important those are. Yeah. But we have really underestimated the bowel. We have underestimated the gut microbiome, the bacteria in our gut. I mean, it's very, very interesting. Today, I had probably one of the best bowel movements ever. I wanted to tell Manny because I was in such a good mood, okay? But I didn't think Manny wanted to hear about it. But anyway, so I'm really, really happy about that. And you want to know what? I'm in a good mood. I think my day has already been dictated based on what happened in the toilet today. We really underestimate how much our bowel rules our everyday being. And so, you know, if the mesentery supplies blood supply or helps supply factors that control our gut microbiome or neurotransmitters, like we talked about serotonin in the bowel, then this is something we need to figure out. So I am a fan of us doing more research, not a fan of calling it an organ when I still, to date, have nothing named after me yet. I would like to have something named after me. All right, somebody. I don't even care if it's a hemorrhoid at this point. Just name something a Dahlia, because I just think that's a really cool name for an organ, a rectal abscess. Cat food. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Cat food has been recalled for low levels of an essential nutrient, the thiamine, which is vitamin B1. Cats with low thiamine in their diet. So this explains why Shaky Boo is such a grumpy son of a... he's not getting his thiamine. Apparently, J.M. Smucker Company has announced a limited voluntary recall on 20 canned cat food products from the brand Nine Lives, Everpet, Special Kitty, because the products have harmfully low levels of thiamine. And cats with low thiamine may be at risk for developing a deficiency, which could include gastrointestinal or neurological issues, decreased appetite, salivation, too much saliva, and weight loss. Plus, it could cause wobbly walking and seizures. So take a look at that. Nine Lives, Everpet, Special Kitty has some recalls. 1-877-DOCTELLER.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So quit sticking things in your ears. That's what doctors are now telling us to do because they are mad at us with this obsession we have with Q-tips, updated clinical guidelines from the American Academy of Otolaryngology. Oh, by the way, don't underestimate the otolaryngologist. Do not. You know, we talk about the surgeons and the orthopedic surgeons and the ER docs being such studs. They are. They're tough. Do not mess with an ER doc. Do not mess with an orthopedic surgeon. These guys are big. They're very muscular. They're very brawny. They are so sexy. Okay, you just do not mess with these guys. Never. Right, but you think, well, the otolaryngologist, please, come on, what? They're going to rip out my nasal polyp. Do not underestimate your ENT. Man, these ENTs, they will rip out your tonsil, chew it, and spit it back in your face if you mess with them. You do not mess with your ENTs. All right? See, okay, if an ENT says to quit sticking stuff in your ears, you say, yes, sir. So they released this, saying that cotton swabs, ear candles, and other unimaginable things that people stick into their ears are bad. And it could cause temporary or permanent hearing damage due to impacting your earwax, which is called cerumen. In the updated guidelines published in the Journal of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery, the researchers reminded that it's wrong to cleanse one's ears to begin with. It's misinformation that earwax indicates uncleanliness and should be, therefore, eradicated. Now, how many times have I told you guys that earwax is protective? Lots of times. I've told you guys lots of times that earwax is protective. Why? Why have I told you that earwax is protective? Because, one, is it kept cockroaches from crawling into my ears when I grew up in Arizona. Right? Because you'd have these cockroaches and grasshoppers and scorpions and stuff. And they would get into people's ears. Spiders. Okay, but the wax prevents that. But the other thing that wax does is, remember, your ear is open to air. And you cannot have a dried out ear canal. Just like your nose is not allowed to be dried out. That's why you have mucus. That's why you have hair. That's why you have moist membranes in your nose. Same thing with your mouth. Same thing with the urethra. Same thing with the vagina. Same thing with the rectum. You can't have areas that have tubes open to the outside world non-lubricated. Because when it gets dry, it could be a source of infection. So the earwax provides a nice coating to that canal that consistently gets wind blowing into it. The problem is you start playing around with Q-tips, you can start to impact your earwax. Now, impacted earwax affects 12 million people in the United States each year. Cost $46.9 million. That's how much it cost back in 2012. It's painful. The earwax shifts. You can't hear. It occurs in 1 out of 10 children, 1 out of 20 adults, a third of seniors, and it hurts. You get ear pain, itching, ringing in the ear, fullness of the ear, loss of hearing, discharge, odor. You could get infection. All right. And so Dr. Seth Schwartz, chair of the guideline updated panel, said, stop this crap. Okay, well, he didn't say it like that. He said, that's what he meant to say. He said, the effort to eliminate earwax is only creating further issues because earwax is getting pushed down and impacted further into the ear canal. So, apparently they updated these 2008 guidelines that was long overdue for an update, and they decided to tell us not to put stuff into your ears. Plus, when you put stuff into your ears, it could cut the ear canal, it could perforate the eardrum, you could dislocate some of the bones that are responsible for hearing. This is being reported by Tech Times. All right, you start to dislodge some of your bones because you accidentally stick stuff into your ears. You know, one thing that a lot of people do, which I had seen in the ER, is, and I've done this too, is stick a pencil in your ear, eraser first. Have you ever stuck a oh my gosh, it feels so good. Stick a pencil with a semi-brand new eraser on that pencil. And, no, I mean, don't stick the pencil into your ear. Don't do that ever at all. But some of us do that. And I guess I had a patient that was doing that. And while she was walking through a doorway, while her elbow was bent, right, because her hand was, you know, holding the pencil in her ear, the elbow smashed against the doorway, and it thrust the pencil into her ear. So I had to treat her for a perforated eardrum, and I had to take out pieces of the, it was a loose eraser. And we got ENT involved, et cetera. Not too good. And, but I, you know, I get it. You know, I love the, see, here, it's not that I love Q-tips. It's I can't stand feeling water in my ears. So after I take a shower, I head straight for the Q-tips. Not smart. By the way, one thing that I noticed over the last few years is a type of eczema people would get within the ear canal. Why? Because it was so dry. You need that earwax to provide a protective coat. So now you had people with itchy ears. We had to add steroid drops, right? Because they had all this flaky skin within their ear and they couldn't scratch it. So then they used more Q-tips and it was a vicious cycle. So leave the ears alone. All right. Plus, what does that earwax do? It prevents, like beeswax, it prevents stuff from getting towards the eardrum. It's sticky. So do not overclean the ears. It's a bad habit. Don't put anything smaller than your elbow in your ear. No cotton swabs, hairpins, nothing like that. Don't use ear candles. There's no proof that ear candles will decrease the wax, they say, from a scientific standpoint. This is their guidelines. And I really would not light anything, okay, that's near your hair. If you do have hearing loss, fullness in the ears, ear pain, you got to seek medical attention. All right. If you do have cerumen impaction at home, ask your doctor how to deal with it. And any bleeding or issues of with your ear, you make sure you go to a medical provider. Q-tips came out, I think, back in the 20s. Let me look this up. The British call them cotton buds, but we call them cotton swabs, or we actually call them toothpicks. And it was invented, here we go, in the 1920s by Leo Gerstenzang, after he attached wads of cotton to toothpicks. His product he named Baby Gaze went on to become Q-tips, with the Q standing for quality. They say, that is very interesting. The term Q-tip is used, this is from Wikipedia, as a general, as a genericized trademark for cotton swabs in the U.S. and Canada. Q-tip brand is owned by Unilever and had over $200 million in sales in 2014. Doctors have said for years that usage of the cotton swab for ear cleaning or scratching is not safe, but it is still used very often. So that's kind of the history of Q-tips. Let me see if I have any more. That's very interesting. Yeah, that was, he was a Polish-born American. He was born in Warsaw, emigrated to Chicago and Illinois. He returned to Europe as a representative of the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee. He became a naturalized citizen, so he didn't get caught up in the whole, Warsaw Ghetto, Holocaust in Poland, looks like, because he was in America by that time. And he founded the company, the Leo Gerstenzang Infant Novelty Company. Named them Q-tips. Very interesting stuff. All right. So you guys know now what to do, what not to do. Okay, wonderful. There's a gene complex linked to PMS symptoms. All right, and this is a huge development for those of us women that really want to know why we have PMS. Premenstrual syndrome and premenstrual dysmorphic disorder. According to Dr. Peter Schmidt, we found dysregulated expression in a suspect gene complex, which adds to evidence that PMDD is a disorder of cellular response to estrogen and progesterone. So we have disabling irritability, sadness, and anxiety in the days leading up to our menstrual period. It affects 2-5% of the patient population, and PMS is less severe but more prevalent. Now, people have been making fun of women and their PMS since they knew what PMS was. And can I just speak for all women and say, stop it. Now listen, okay, having your hormones drop like they do, being bloated, getting acne, being constipated, and then having to deal with cramps and bleeding, you expect us to be in a good mood? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines and see what you have to say. We got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Tom, can you hear us?
Now Tom? I can.
Hey, boy, how's it going, Tom?
It's going good. That GCN delay is a heck of a thing sometimes, isn't it?
Well, and it's because if we hosts decide to go off on something, they need to make sure they can hit the dump button. And so I think my delay is longer than the average host because they're like, I don't know what Dahlia's going to say.
So I wanted to touch on the topic you were talking about, yearning for a body part to be named after you, but I wanted to let you know I left you a message. I thought you were live last week. I can't remember what day it was, and you probably don't get all your recorded messages, but if you got a strange one, I wished you a happy holiday and a happy new year.
Thank you.
And I wish you well recovering from your surgery. Now, since it was delayed, I don't know if that was an old surgery or not. But anyway, I hope you're in good health. And I started to talk about what I wanted to talk about that day. And I thought, you know what, I'm rambling. And I cut it short and I left it. You know, you're thinking and talking and I cut myself off with the first subject. There's actually three. And I had to laugh when I hung up because I thought, you know what, I ended that saying, and I really wanted to talk about maggots. If I added the other two subjects, it would have sounded a little more normal, I thought. But that's really strange. The guy wants to talk about maggots. You were talking about maggots in one of those shows, and I was going to share with you something that we used to do on the farm.
Right? Yeah, tell me, what did you used to do with maggots?
Uses. Well, they end up in the intestinal tract, if that gives you some kind of clue. But mm-hmm. You're talking about taxes as well, and also you were advocating Spanish as a second language, but I'll call back another day on that. I really wanted to tell you that you're getting a little greedy wanting a body part because you know you already have a flower named after you. It's in the Daisy family. It's a
beautiful flower.
And it's in South America. Now the spelling's a little bit different, but I also wanted to let you know you've got a poem about you. I didn't know if you were aware of that.
Really? There's a poem about a dahlia? Is it about me or is it about like the black dahlia?
Well, no, it sounds like you. And I've got one of those minds, I guess, from the work I used to do that just kind of hangs on to trivia and I can recall things and usually I write them down in a book or on my computer, but I was lucky enough to be able to pull it up quickly on the computer here. And I'll read it real quick for you. Do you know a dahlia? If you don't, the name is an acronym and is as beautiful as the person. D is for delightful. She's just the best. A is for alive. That's how she'll make you feel. L is for laughter. Hers is the best medicine. I is for infectious. And she'll stick with you in all the good ways. A is for awesome. That's what everyone thinks she is. And finally, H is for happy. She'll make you glad you're here to stay. That sounds like you, Doc.
That is very cool. Who wrote that? Was that my mom?
I don't know. I did not attribute it. I just remember writing it down one day, and I stumbled across it. I think it was in reference to something in Lithuanian mythology. I think there was a Lithuanian artist named Dahlia, but I'm not sure about that. And I'm a real nut about acronyms. I love them.
Yeah, I like acronyms too.
It makes things so easy to remember. And whenever I see them, usually for technical things, I write them down. And I happen to write this down. And you reminded me, talking about wanting a body part, hey, you know what? She's already got a poem.
No, that's very, very cool because my sister made an acronym of my name. She used D for ditzy, A for asinine, L for, so you're very interesting. So you know what, Tom? Thank you. That definitely cheered me up. Even my husband, you know, never wrote a poem with my name. I really need to marry up. Honestly, but
well,
you know,
I didn't write it, but whoever did doesn't sound like it. Even talks about your laughter being the best medicine.
Yeah, maybe there's somebody in Lithuania who listens to my show. That would make one listener and you, Tom. Thank you, and again, happy New Year.
Have
I really appreciate
day.
You calling.
Happy to you
too. Perfect. You too. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOC. DALI. All right, so now it's New Year's resolutions. Again, we've been dealing with these New Year's resolutions. I cannot wait for the new year to end. Okay, I don't know when New Year's officially, the whole New Year's resolution thing ends, probably February 1st. But the U.S. News has their best diets, okay? The best diets 2017, they say, cuts through the clutter of claims, according to Yahoo. In its seventh year, Best Diets delivers the facts about and ranks 38 diets on the range of levels, from their heart healthiness to their likelihood to help you lose weight. All right, so you have like Weight Watchers on there. You have DASH, Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. They say to create the 7th annual rankings, U.S. News editors and reporters spent months winnowing potential additions to the diet roster and then mining medical journals, government reports, and other resources to create in-depth profiles for those who made the cut. They say a panel of nationally recognized experts in diet, nutrition, obesity, food psychology, diabetes, and heart disease reviewed the profiles, adding their own fact-finding, and rated each diet in 7 categories. Easy to follow, its ability to produce short-term and long-term weight loss, its nutritional completeness, its safety, its potential for preventing and managing diabetes and heart disease. They say for the first time, U.S. News combined 2 years of panelist scores overall and in each category reflecting the approach they take in their best hospital rankings. In 2016 and 2017, scores were weighted equally other than for Weight Watchers. For that diet, 2017 scores were double weighted because I don't think that's funny because of significant changes made to the Weight Watchers program. All right, so they had best diets overall, best commercial diets, best weight loss diets, best diabetes diets, best heart diets, best diets for healthy eating, easiest diets to follow, best plant-based diets, best fast weight loss diets. Okay, now let me see how easy it is for me to read all these scores. Okay, if I have to click on each one, it's not letting me click. Let me see what we have here. All right, let me see what they got. Sorry, now I got to click. So best diets overall, DASH diet, right? Low salt, supposed to help prevent hypertension, the Mediterranean diet, the MIND diet. I need to look that one up. I got to hit another. Hold on a second. The MIND diet is a kind of a DASH and Mediterranean. You have the flexitarian diet. Oh, no. Not another Aryan name. I thought after a pescatarian we were done. Now there's a flexitarian diet. It's for casual vegetarians. For those who don't want to eliminate meat completely but still want to reap the health rewards of vegetarian. You have the Mayo Clinic diet. The TLC diet, the therapeutic lifestyle changes or TLC diet. Then you have the Weight Watchers diet. The fertility diet. To help you get pregnant, I'm going to avoid that one like the plague. The volumetrics diet, trading high-density foods for low, let me see, I had to click on another window. This is ridiculous. It's making me open up all these windows. What's this volumetrics diet? They say people tend to eat the same weight or amount of food each day, regardless of how many calories. Some foods are less energy dense than others. So you need to fill your plate with more energy-dense foods. Fruits and vegetables are ideal. They fill you up without breaking your calorie bank. So the volumetrics diet actually did pretty well, too. All right. Anything else here? The Jenny Craig diet made it. All right. The Dahlia diet would be chocolate and, you know, I don't know, maybe a vodka tonic. 1-877-DOC-TALI. 1-877-DOCDAI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.